Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, and happy Wednesday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very simple. Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm happy to be joined by you. Yes, you personally. Are you at work? Thanks. You at school? Thank you. You in the back of the restaurant? Thank you. Are you building something right now? Thank you. Are you an Uber driver, a Lyft driver? I don't know what the hell you doing, but thank you. We got a busy night in store for you. Most nights are extremely busy. Tonight will be no different. We're going to talk about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, the New York Yankees, basically said, hey, man, we got a new offer for you, and it's pretty much in his lap whether or not he wants to take it. Odell Beckham Jr. is still waiting on his contract. It's reported that Odell will meet with the New York Giants tomorrow. How about that? Hopefully he doesn't have any type of incident on a plane. Lamar Jackson still being defended following his tweet earlier this week. Speaking of social media, oh my goodness, Kyler Murray, Patrick Peterson, who might go into the Hall of Fame. I think Patrick Peterson will go into the Hall of Fame. He's now a Minnesota Viking. He basically destroyed his former teammate, Kyler Murray, in a way that you really don't hear any NFL player destroy another one, especially when both of these guys happen to be active. And one man is a potential Hall of Famer, and the other guy is supposed to be a superstar quarterback. And Patrick Peterson just put the bolts to Kyler Murray. We're going to talk about that. Deshaun Watson is on his way back. It's Wednesday night. Of course, I give you a top six list. In 2 hours from now, it won't be any different. And because the World Cup is still going on, I find it very appropriate to take a look at some of the biggest global sports stars the world has ever seen. And so I got a top six list for you tonight. We're going to give you a list of the biggest international sports stars ever. It's 2 hours from now. I don't know if we can cram, only six people into the list. How about this? Someone's going to call me and say, hey, JR, you forgot so-and-so. I know it's coming. That's just par for the course. Before we do anything and get moving on, and I want to talk to you. I mentioned Aaron Judge, and Kyler Murray got a new deal. Odell is getting a new deal. We're going to talk money in a second. Shep, how are you this evening? You good, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, man. Thank you so much. If you want to holler at me, Shep is sitting here. Well, he's not sitting here with me. He's in New York. I'm in Georgia. Two separate studios. But he's hanging out with me. We're hanging out together. But if you, the listener, want to holler, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. You can also find me. I'm online. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. And we're going to talk about Kyler Murray next hour because I had to just drop my jaw when I heard the comments from Patrick Peterson. But let's start here. I'm talking about money. Money. They say money is the root of all evil. I guess it can be. And we got a lot of professional athletes who are making bank. We just talked about Odell Beckham Jr. I mentioned him. He's going to be meeting with the New York Giants, and then he's going to meet with the Dallas Cowboys, and I believe the meeting with the Giants is really just about leverage, so there's another team in the game. If I were Odell, I wouldn't be back with these New York Giants. Been there, done that. If I have a chance to be on the receiving end from passes from Dak Prescott or Daniel Jones, I'm picking Dak Prescott. Daniel Jones is good. He's nice, but the Dallas Cowboys have the number one defense. Their wins haven't necessarily looked like flukes like the New York Giants. The Cowboys are a better team. That goes without saying. And so Jerry Jones, we know this. He wants Odell. He was on 105.3 The Fan yesterday, and Jerry Jones made it very clear, even after the issue with having to walk Odell off of the plane this past Sunday, that's not going to stop him from trying to get Odell. Listen.
No, it did not. Those are not his overall team compatibility, his judgment, his behavior is not an issue with him. It is with many, but not with him.
How the hell, Shep, how the hell does he know that?
Listen, he's saying the right thing, and he's in a win, now mode.
Oh, he's kissing ass.
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Hold on. How old are Jerry Jones' lips? Jerry Jones.
80-something, and they've been places, and I'm being nice when I say that.
Oh, he's exactly 80 years old. He's kissing ass with his 80-year-old lips. He has his lips plastered on the ass of Odell Beckham Jr. Okay, great. Sure. And I mean, Odell hasn't been in trouble. He hasn't been arrested. He hasn't had issues. It's been some maturity issues, punching walls, hitting nets. I don't know. Just being in photos that maybe he shouldn't have. A lot of people have maturity issues. And so, yeah, sure, Jerry Jones wants Odell, then by all means, bring him in. And so I just told you that Odell is going to meet with the Giants tomorrow. Now, what next? Are you going to meet with him on Monday? Jerry Jones, he has an answer for that, too.
Yes, we are. And we may have intermittent conversations, but our anticipation is to meet as soon as Monday.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, I mean, this is also very interesting. Odell has been just an advocate for every NFL stadium having grass. This man tore his ACL in Los Angeles on his way to a Super Bowl victory. He's torn his ACL twice, a matter of fact. He's been injured on his way into the NFL with the New York Giants. He played on the turf there. Dallas Cowboys, they play on turf. He said that everybody should have grass. Is he going to go to Buffalo? Is he going to go to Kansas City? Is he just going to, I don't want to say spook or surprise everybody? Where's Odell going? Where's he going to get paid? He's going to play the rest of the regular season with whatever team he ends up on. That's probably 5 games. You might as well throw in another 3 potentially for the playoffs. I'm sure Odell Beckham Jr. is going to look at, I don't know, $5 to $6 million if he can get his hands on it. You know, some of the highest paid wide receivers in the game right now, these dudes are getting $30 and $28 and $27 million. I think for maybe a quarter or a season's work, including the playoffs, you know, Odell maybe wants a fourth of that. So let's see what he can get his hands on. We've also heard that Odell wants a longer-term deal. Okay. Two ACLs, or same knee, two ACL injuries, two recoveries, a 30-year-old wide receiver, and someone who can be escorted off of a plane with police officers. Do you want to risk it with Odell? If I'm the Giants, yeah, we can have a meeting. I'm not sure I want or need you right now. Do the Giants need that distraction? Probably not. The Dallas Cowboys are just a distraction all by themselves. And let's see what happens with Odell Beckham Jr. and, you know, what type of cash he makes and ultimately what team he decides to go to. I'm sure we'll have that answer by the end of next week. I'd be a little surprised if Odell went right back to the New York Giants, but he'll have his meeting tomorrow. Speaking of another New York team, at least this team actually plays in New York City proper. That happens to be the New York Yankees. We know this. They want Aaron Judge. They want Aaron Judge back. The man just won MVP. He just broke a record for the most home runs in the American League at 62. He rejected a $213 million deal before the season. And now he's been offered a larger one by the Yankees. The Yankees have had to ante up. Instead of offering $213 million, it's been reported the Yankees have offered Aaron Judge $300 million over 8 years, where they originally presented him seven. And so he has an opportunity to potentially make $37.5 million per year. It's two more million than Mike Trout makes. That's letting everybody know this is Judge's world. Does Aaron Judge accept that from the Yankees? Does he decide to go to San Francisco? Do the Yankees enter into a world where they are not outbid? Maybe. Brian Cashman, just right before Thanksgiving, he spoke to the media, and they asked him, said, hey, did you make Aaron Judge a contract offer? And this is what Cashman said.
We're on the clock, so we're not, you know, certainly not going to mess around. So, of course, we've made another offer. Spring training, yes. If it hasn't been, Elsteimer has had face-to-face with Aaron Judge and spoken to him several times, and I've engaged with his agents, and it's now November 18th, you know, the very early stages of free agency. I think our first conversation with Aaron Judge started the day after our season ended. So we're serious. You know, we've always said we were, and trying to find a way to make it, you know, appealing for him to stay. Although I think he loves playing here, but at the end of the day, it's also about business. And so, you know, we're making sure he's got our attention.
Oh, wow. Okay. The difference this time is he didn't tell everybody what the offer was. You might remember Brian Cashman before the season even got started. He didn't just say, yeah, we offered Aaron Judge a contract. He actually gave the full number just to put some pressure, I guess, on him. And Brian Cashman says, no, that's not the case. I just wanted to, tell everybody because it was going to get out anyway. Okay, sure. Odell Beckham Jr. about to make some money. Aaron Judge about to make some money. Man, we talked about the World Cup last night. A great conversation. Thank you to everybody who called in. We didn't specifically mention Ronaldo, who plays for Portugal. 37 years old. One of the greatest soccer players ever. One of the greatest footballers. He's at the end of his career. He's almost like LeBron. Same age, very accomplished, two of the greatest at what they do. But Ronaldo is about to blow LeBron James out of the water when it comes to his next salary. It's been reported that Ronaldo, who has more Instagram followers just about than there are human beings on earth, this man has a deal in front of him to play in Saudi Arabia's football league, Al Nasser FC, Al Nasser Football Club. They've won 9 championships in their in their league, $207 million per year. $207 million per year. $207 million per year. Not over 10 years, not over 20 years, per year for 2.5 years to play football. It's $517 million for a $2.5 million deal. That is $17 million per month. Ronaldo is supposed to be focused on Portugal right now. What are you doing? $207 million per year? What is that? For 2.5 years, man, Saudi Arabia, I'd show up and be injured. I know they talk so much about LIV Golf and it's financed by this. I'd show up and I'd be hurt. I mean, damn. It was only a couple of weeks ago that Ronaldo, he was on Piers Morgan's show. And he was telling everybody how bad he got treated by the new regime of Manchester United. Ronaldo started his career at Manchester United in 2003. He's played for a couple of teams then, Real Madrid, Juventus, and he comes back and they basically put him on the bench. Can't stand the new manager, can't stand anybody in the organization. And he basically did a tell-all interview, just blowing everybody up, including the owners, the Glazers, who, by the way, also happen to own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There have been some rumors that the Glazers are looking to sell. Not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but Manchester United. Ronaldo is about to make some major bank. But when he was on Piers Morgan's show, Uncensored, he didn't hold back on his opinions. Listen.
The owners of the club, they don't...
The Glazers.
They don't care about the club. I mean, professional sport. As you know, this Manchester is a marketing club. They will get his money from the marketing. The sports, they don't really care, in my opinion.
Do you ever talk to them, the Glazers?
Never.
Not since you've gone back?
No. They give all the power to the president, the sport directive.
A lot of Manchester United fans are very negative about the Glazers. They think they're taking all the money out and not spending enough on players, on the infrastructure issues you talked about. Do you think the fans are right?
The fans are, they're always right. I think the fans should know the truth, should know that the players, we want the best for the club. I want the best of the club. This is why I'm coming to Manchester United. This is why I love this club. But you have some things inside the club which is don't help to Manchester reach the top level as City, Liverpool, and even now Arsenal, for example.
And a couple of days after that, they basically said, let's just tear our contract up. You leave and then we'll go this way, you'll go that way. And if I'm Ronaldo, congratulations to him. He left Manchester United. And now he can go play in Saudi Arabia for 2.5 years at the end of his career for $207 million per year. It's $500+ million for 2 years of football. I need to go outside and learn how to kick a football. Hey, Shep, are you interested?
Yeah, for that money, I'd sit on a football and have it. No, never mind. I'm not. Yes, I'd be interested in that. Yes.
Yeah. Well. To each his own, but I mean, damn. That is a lot of bread. Aaron Judge, $37 million potentially a year. Odell Beckham Jr., oh, he's looking to make, I don't know, 5 to 6 this year. Ronaldo says, screw all y'all, man. I'm about to make $207 mil a year. And nobody going to ask Ronaldo where that money's coming from. Nobody cares. Ronaldo about to make more bank than everybody. His numbers are absolutely ridiculous. pace to be a professional athlete. Give your kid a soccer ball, please. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk to you about someone who wants to get paid. His name is Lamar Jackson. He's going to get paid. How much is he going to get paid? And is he finally done with the Twitter? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Odell Beckham Jr. wants to get paid for the rest of the season. He's going to be with the New York Giants tomorrow, the Dallas Cowboys on Monday. He'll probably get, maybe about $5 million for the rest of the season. Okay, sure, fine. Aaron Judge, he wants to get paid. He just had a historic season for the New York Yankees, and the Yankees said, here, man, here's $300 million. Here's $37 million a year. And then you have Cristiano Ronaldo, who plays soccer. He plays football. Used to play for Manchester United, represents Portugal. He's one of the greatest and most famous soccer players ever. A team in Saudi Arabia is offering him $207 million a year for 2.5 years. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, I told you that Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, unfortunately the Ravens don't know how to close out a game to save their lives. We know that Lamar Jackson, he entered into this season and he was hoping to have, something similar to what happened with Aaron Judge. To show up, have an absolutely amazing season. And another MVP caliber season. Lamar already has one of those. And then to walk away with a fat contract. To be undeniable to the Baltimore Ravens, where they give him one of these, Deshaun Watson type deals and guarantee all of the money in his contract. Doesn't look like it's going to happen right now. Can they offer him 230? Oh, yeah, absolutely they can. Are they going to guarantee all of it? Probably not. NFL Players Association has, they're currently investigating, obviously, collusion amongst the owners where other players do not get fully guaranteed contracts to that amount. The Ravens owner pretty much said that was ridiculous what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson. And we know the Ravens, they're still competitive. They're going to go to the playoffs. They're 7-4. Unfortunately for them, the Bengals have kind of caught up to them at 7-4. The Ravens still, God bless them, they have the tiebreaker there in that regard. But when it comes to blowing leads, I mean, there was nothing worse than what we saw in Miami. And then they lost to Buffalo. And then they lost to the New York Giants. And then they took a lead, and then they lost to a touchdown and a two-point conversion this week to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then Lamar went online and he told a fan to do something with something that is pretty vulgar. And then he had to delete it, obviously. And then today, Lamar Jackson, he exits practice with a quadriceps injury. Things aren't looking all that good this week for the Ravens or Lamar Jackson. You know, typically we can look at injuries to the wide receivers and we can look at injuries all over the league, but for the Ravens, it looks like we're going to get the same old, same old. A team with a solid record that goes into the playoffs but can't get over the hump. And so I don't know if this is going to help Lamar Jackson and his cause, but in the interim, I'm just glad and I hope he's taking his coach's advice and staying off of Twitter. John Harbaugh, he had no problem showing support for Lamar, after he deleted that tweet where he just eviscerated that fan.
Just beg guys not to get into the Twitter world right after the game, especially after a loss. It's never going to be positive. It's not going to be a nice place, you know. And I think that's kind of reflected in Lamar's response, because what he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before. But like we talk, like you said, Bo, he wants to win. You know, I'm sure he's frustrated, just like we all are. And that's just a place you just don't want to live right after a game.
Yeah. I'm not sure that Coach Harbaugh would ever hear Lamar Jackson to tell someone in his vicinity to, eat a something or another. I don't think he would ever hear that, because it's not what you tell your coworkers. And so Lamar Jackson is trying to make some noise in the playoffs. He's trying to get a new contract. I think at this point he'll probably be hit with the franchise tag. And for a guy who was selected number 32 overall in 2018 and won an MVP, it's not so bad if they say, hey, we're going to tag you, and he ends up with a $32 or $46 million contract. And it's tough going. And now he's injured with a quad injury, and he's going to take on the Denver Broncos. So not looking on the up and up right now for the Ravens, especially with the Bengals on their heels. 855-212-4CBS. Rodney is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, big fan of your show. I just think that I'll get right to it. I just think Lamar just needs to focus on himself and don't be worrying about Twitter and all this other stuff. He just needs to go out there and play ball. And he just needs to go ahead and keep the blinders on and get his contract in place. And also, JR, I think he should structure his contract in a way where he can offset his contract with having a fully guaranteed contract in other aspects of the contract, like ticket sales, Twitter tweets, or any other clicks that he can bring money into his pocket with apparel sales. He needs to structure it that way. That way he can still fully get his contract. Okay, that's it. Thanks, Gerald.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rodney, for calling from North Carolina. That ain't happening. I mean, jersey sales is a part of the split anyway, but tickets? Oh, man. You're trying to open up a whole new can of worms. That's not taking place. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. How's it going?
I'm very well, man. What's up?
Yeah, I want to jump in and talk about Lamar Jackson here. You know, I just think, you know, what he did with this whole spat on Twitter, you know, look, I mean, the bottom line is it's exactly what Harbaugh said. You know, after the game, emotions are high, tensions are high, especially after a loss. You know, and he's got to understand, I mean, you know, you're squabbling with people who are so much lower, know so much less about football than you know. I mean, and he's one of the elite players in the NFL. I mean, he's a big face of professional sports too, you know, because he's a franchise quarterback, and he's going for a contract that could set his whole bloodline up for a long, long time, and he's got to think about that, you know, going forward. So, I mean, to me, you know, stuff like this could only hurt him and damage him, and it was not a good look for him at all.
Yeah, well, he told the fan who tweeted him, and the fan basically said, don't pay Lamar, he can go get money elsewhere. And Lamar's response was, you probably haven't even smelt the field in your life, but that unfortunately was just the beginning of his insult.
Yeah, it was a shame. I mean, you know, and I saw the Twitter post from the fan, and I don't even think the fan said anything that was out of line. He didn't say anything crazy, but to me, if I'm Lamar Jackson, there's other things to worry about than Twitter and arguing with the fans, because the old saying is, if you're arguing with the fans, sooner or later you're going to be sitting with them. So you know what? If I was him, focused on football, the AFC's tough, you know, and the bottom line is he's got to keep playing well to get paid.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Dave, for calling from Buffalo. It's a real sticking point. Deshaun Watson got that fully guaranteed deal at $230 million because the Cleveland Browns are absolutely desperate. Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, said that deal was ridiculous. He didn't say that just because. He said that because he's going to have to pay Lamar Jackson. And nobody wants to be on the hook for paying anybody a fully guaranteed deal to the amount of $230 million. And so it's a legitimate concern for the Players Association when it's not impossible to think that a bunch of owners is sitting in the room going, we ain't giving out that type of money. You're the dumbass who wrote the contract, the Haslam with the Browns. We're not doing that. Deal? Deal. We won't do it. Because, I mean, look, you set that expectation with one guy, then of course you're going to have other dudes like Lamar Jackson who say, whoa, wait a minute. The way my career has been started, I've won an MVP, I've been to the playoffs. Okay, sure, I haven't gone to the Super Bowl, but in a short amount of time, I'm more accomplished than what Deshaun Watson has done, and he's getting a guaranteed deal. These dudes sit around, they know the type of money other guys are making. And so Lamar Jackson, unfortunately for him, I feel like this is just going to be another Baltimore Ravens season. End up with a positive winning record, go to the playoffs, look good, maybe win a round, and then get dumped. But I think we all can agree on this. Stay away from social media. We have athletes who check, or in the past, have checked their phones at halftime. We got guys, they check their phones after the game to see what people are saying about them. For what? Why do you care? You just got paid because people are caring about what you say. Good, bad, everything in between. It's tricky. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of not checking social media, Russell Wilson just celebrated a birthday, and I hope he stayed away from his phone. I'll explain on the other side. We'll talk more about Deshaun Watson. He's actually going to play this upcoming Sunday. And in social media, Kyler Murray might need to learn that lesson as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, man, man. Father Time waits for nobody. Nobody. Russell Wilson. Congratulations yesterday. I guess, hey, Chef, we don't care about Russell Wilson here. We forgot his birthday, right?
Did we forget or just decided, hey, this isn't worth mentioning?
Oh, ow. Ouch. It was the latter. Who cares, right? I mean, sorry. Yeah, but he turned 34 years old yesterday. Congratulations to Russell Wilson, one-time Super Bowl champion, not two-time. We know what happened. Seven-time Pro Bowler. And now the newest member of the Denver Broncos, which unfortunately have a record of 3-8 after he decided that he wanted to exit stage left from Pete Carroll and the building because he wanted to throw the ball. Well, maybe he'll get that opportunity, or maybe that will actually work further on down the line with his new contract. But we know it ain't working this season. Nathaniel Hackett is probably going to be the first head coach fired the minute the season concludes. And Russell Wilson, we saw bits and pieces of this last year, but it's ridiculously apparent right now. He ain't running around like he used to. He's not scrambling for positive yardage like he used to. I mean, earlier on in his career, and yeah, sure, I think this is a great indicator because everybody ages. At one point, he rushed for more than 800 yards. I would say on a typical season, I'm looking for him to accumulate between 400 and 500 yards, especially the way, you know, the game is played right now. Yeah, I'm not expecting him to be Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields, but there should be no reason why he's not out there, you know, pushing out of the pocket for 400, 500 yards. And now the Denver Broncos got to pay him for the next 5 years, $245 million. Like, whoa, that's ridiculous. But the Waltons, the Walmart family who now owns the Denver Broncos, you can bet your behind, they're going to shell out some cash to get a return on their investment. And, I mean, Russell Wilson, we saw him getting yelled at by Purcell, the defensive tackle, the other day. He kind of just stood there and was like, ah, okay, I get it. But his experience as a Denver Bronco, this Russell Wilson over the past few years, it's been tough going, man. Like, does anybody like him? I think he's made himself into being unlikable. And so what a way to wish Russell Wilson a happy birthday, but to stand in front of the media today and, quite frankly, be asked this question right here. Listen.
There's a loud noise that this year that you're washed up at 34. Do you feel like you're washed up at 34?
I don't even need to respond to that. I think that at the end of the day, I know who I am as a player. I think that also, too, you know, I feel better than ever. I'm getting better mentally and physically every day.
Has this affected your confidence? And if so, do you need to get it back? Is this off? How do you get it back with this offense?
My confidence never wavers. It doesn't waver. I know how much work I put into it. I know who I am. I know what I've done.
Happy birthday. You suck. Hey, Shep, could you imagine walking in for your birthday and I go, hey, man, you stink. Could you imagine?
Listen, you know how I feel about his home life, man. He's got nothing to be sad about.
Yeah, well, there was a report that, and, you know, these are the things where it's just like, yeah, let's pile on to Russell Wilson. There was a report that Ciara threw him a birthday party and half the team showed up. And everywhere that this was marked, half was in quotation marks to make it sound like, well, almost half. Like it was like 20 people showed up or 5 people. And I don't know. I don't think he is completely cooked. I think he can still play. He's not the same dude. He might feel great physically, but the results have not been there. And are we going to blame the offensive line forever? Is just everything crumbling around him? I think it's quite apparent when you watch him play. His mobility is just not the same. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from Denver. I wonder if Rob went to Russell Wilson's birthday party.
Hey, JR, I just wanted to let you know. Look, Wilson, he's 34 years old.
No, Rob, slow down. Did you go to Russell Wilson's birthday party?
I was not able to go, but I was saying, look what America's coming to. America's coming to a place a 34-year-old celebrity spends an entire contract on one birthday party, and he can't get anyone to show up. He's like playing like he's 69 years old.
Okay. Thank you, Rob, for calling from Denver. Hey, Shep, how many birthday parties do you think people threw for Rob from Denver?
I hope more than the personality that we're seeing on this particular night.
Yeah, that was an interesting fellow.
What's known as a hater, as the kids call it these days.
Oh no, maybe he was. I don't know. Let me. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be Lamar Jackson, so I won't. Instead of doing that, I'll let you hear some of Russell Wilson's greatest hits in honor of his 34th birthday. Excuse me, I can't even get it right. I'm not going to ask him if he's washed up. I'm not going to ask him if his confidence is wavered. I want to boost the confidence of Russell Wilson. Not that he needs it. But I want people to hear this right now that he's a happy guy. If anything, if the football thing doesn't work out, he can be a secretary for the Broncos.
Mr. Manning's super busy today, so he's tasked me with getting the building ready for the schedule release, you know. But being the new guy on the job... It's been exciting so far, but I've realized I've got a lot to learn.
Hello? Mr. Manning, Mr. Manning, I've got a Mike Roach on the line for you.
Yeah, he can be a secretary if the football thing doesn't work out. And if that doesn't work, then we've heard him, you know, try to get people hyped up before. It seems like after every sentence, every conversation, he says this a million times.
Just put my jersey on for the first time. Broncos orange, let's ride. Green screening it with my boy.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. We in the orange, baby. Let's go. Let's ride, baby. Ooh. Well, we know what we're doing.
Oh, no. Is he going to, Shep, can he retire that? Is he ever going to retire that?
Oh, man. Adam Gase is off the hook.
Oh, Adam Gase is, for what? The eye pops?
The eye in the press conference, yes.
Yeah, well,
Nick Sirianni's off the hook now, too, by the way.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni, we have a process that we have, and we're going to make sure that we do our process better than anybody. If Russell Wilson gets into the Hall of Fame, he's going to walk away from his bust, and he's just going to say, let's ride. And he should get booed. Anyway, if he doesn't work as a motivational speaker, if he can't be a secretary, he can also perform, I guess, as his alias, his alter ego here.
Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited.
Cringe. Happy 34th birthday, a day late, to Russell Wilson. Maybe next year when he turns 35, I guess people will show up to his party and maybe the Denver Broncos will have a winning record. Cringe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And oh my God, we're going from one cringe to another. We're going from Russell Wilson to Deshaun Watson. He's coming back. And Kyler Murray, somebody take his phone away. I'll tell you why on CBS Sports Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.